This classic episode of the Children's Bible Hour is from 1988.
Hi, everybody. It's time for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour. Uncle Charlie.
Hi, Uncle Charlie.
Come on in. We've been expecting you. We're your friends from the Children's Bible Hour, and we hope that you'll be able to set aside a few minutes to spend with us. We'll fill those moments with lots of good music, a story called Her Sister's Shadow, a story about one member of the family seeming to outshine the others. Hey, do you know what the word attitude means? How about the word gratitude? Well, the cousins start out with a cute song that tells us we need to have an attitude of gratitude.
Let's have an attitude of gratitude. Let's fill our hearts with praise. Thank you, Lord, we'll say to whatever comes our way. And with our attitude of gratitude, our lives will tell our friends that something special happens when Jesus lives within.
When Jesus walked on this earth many years ago, do you think that he went around complaining and griping? I don't think so. And we should want to act as he acted, right? Listen to what Carl tells us in his bright song, I Want to Walk Like He Walked.
I want to walk like you walked, talk like you talked, for Jesus, your word lives in me. I want to give like you gave, the world to save, for Jesus, your word lives in me. I want to thank the divine, to draw close to thee. I want to let my light shine that everyone may see. I want to care like you cared, share like you shared, for Jesus, your word lives in me. I want to pray like you prayed, love like you loved, for Jesus, your word lives in me. To walk like you walked, talk like you talked, for Jesus, your word lives in me. I want to give like you gave, the world to save, for Jesus, your word lives in me. I want to think thoughts divine, to draw close to thee. I want to let my light shine that everyone may see. I want to care like you cared, share like you shared, for Jesus, your word lives in me. To pray like you prayed, love like you loved, for Jesus, your word lives in me. For Jesus, your word lives in me.
When Jesus was here on this earth, he had some helpers, didn't he? How many were there? Well, in a moment, Melissa's going to tell us, but first she has some good verses.
But when Jesus saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they were faint and were scattered abroad, as sheep having no shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few." Matthew 9, verse 36 and 37.
There were 12 disciples. Jesus called to help him: Simon, Peter, Andrew, James, his brother John, Philip, Thomas, Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon, Judas, and Bartholomew. He has called us to, he has called us to. We are his disciples, I am one and you. He has called us to, he has called us to. We are his disciples, we his work must do. 12 is not enough, they needed Jesus. We are not enough, we need him too. 12 are sent to share his love and mercy. Go into the world, he's calling you. Go into the world and preach the gospel. Bring the news of victory over sin. Baptize in the name that chases Satan. Share the love of Jesus, bring them in. 12 is not enough, they needed Jesus. We are not enough, we need him too. 12 were sent to share his love and mercy. Go into the world, he's calling you. Go into the world, he's calling you.
Just as the disciples were Jesus' helpers, we can be his helpers today. That's what Carl and Melissa tell us as they join in a duet, Little Helpers for Jesus.
Little helpers for Jesus, we can be every day, gladly serving our Master as his word we obey. Little helpers for Jesus, let us be.
I want to take a moment to remind all of you listening that we would love to put you or your family on our mailing list to regularly receive Keys for Kids. It's our daily devotional designed to be read by or to kids of school age. Many kids choose to read the story and scripture on their own every day. In other cases, the whole family joins in, with maybe one reading the scripture, another reading the story. Another one, the How About You section, where we ask you to think about what you've read and apply it to your own life. And then the whole family tries to guess the key thought for the day. If you've never given Keys for Kids a try, I urge you to do so. You can write for a copy, and then if you like it, you can ask to be put on the list to get it regularly. Best of all, it's free. Oh, sure, we appreciate those who send along some help with printing and postage expenses, but that's not a requirement. We are eager to put Keys for Kids in your hand. Listen to what this writer from Georgia says. I just wanted to say thank you so much for Keys for Kids. I choose to use it for Bible curriculum in our home school. It uses stories kids can relate to and at the same time teaches them about God in daily living. So, you get on board and give Keys for Kids a try. There are a couple of different ways you can order. You can email us at keysforkids@cbhministries.org. That's Keys for Kids, all one word, at cbhministries, again, all one word, .org. And, of course, you can use the good old-fashioned U.S. Postal System. Send your request to CBH Ministries, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Now let's get back to our music makers as we hear from our duetters, Pam and Dan. An old-time hymn is what they're singing. 'Twas a glad day when Jesus found me.
'Twas a glad day when Jesus found me, when his strong arms were thrown around me, when my sins he buried in the deepest sea, and my soul he filled with joy and victory. 'Twas a glad day, oh hallelujah, 'twas a glad day he claimed his own. I will shout a glad hosanna in glory when I see him upon his throne. I was lost in sin when Jesus found me, but he rescued me. All glory to his name. In the courts of worldly pleasure found me till he saved me from sin and shame. 'Twas a glad day when Jesus found me, when his strong arms were thrown around me, when my sins he buried in the deepest sea, and my soul he filled with joy and victory. 'Twas a glad day, oh hallelujah, 'twas a glad day he claimed his own. I will shout a glad hosanna in glory when I see him upon his throne.
Yes, 'twas a glad day when Jesus found me. And you know something? Not only did Jesus find us, he loves us too. Our visitor in Company Corner is Becky's little sister, Carrie. And she says, I know that he loves me. First, she has a good verse.
2 Timothy 3:15. And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation.
As tiny as you see, but Jesus loves the little ones. I know that he loves me. I'm sure that he loves me. I'm sure that he loves me. The Savior died to open wide salvation's gate for me. When Jesus was upon the earth, how kind he used to be. In love he called the little ones. I know that he loves me. I'm sure that he loves me. I'm sure that he loves me. The Savior died to open wide salvation's gate for me.
In a moment, we'll have our interesting story about two sisters. It's called Her Sister's Shadow. Just before that, Dawn sings a medley to get us ready for the story.
I want to be what I ought to be, for then I'll do what I ought to do, serving only the Lord, seeking not for reward. I want to be what I ought to be, only to be what he wants me to be, every moment of every day, yielded completely to Jesus alone, every step of this pilgrim way. Just to be clay in the potter's hands, ready to do what his word commands, only to be what he wants me to be, every moment of every day.
Don't go away, kids. It's story time!
Our story today, written especially for the Children's Bible Hour by Barbara Westberg, is entitled Her Sister's Shadow.
Cindy! Cindy! Wait for me!
Well, hurry up, Shelley.
Help me, will you? I've got this big stack of artwork.
Wow! No wonder you need money for art paper every week. Is this all yours?
Sure. I got an A+ in art this time.
Say, that reminds me. What did you get in math?
I didn't make an A like you, if that's what you're getting at.
I just wondered. Remember, Dad said you had to bring that D up or you're going to be grounded.
How kind of you to worry about me, big sister. But you don't need to bother. I brought it up, and I can take care of myself.
Boy, you're touchy. If you can take care of yourself so well, perhaps you had better carry these papers.
Now who's being touchy? It's not going to hurt you to share your little sister's load.
I can't figure you out, Shelley. One minute it makes you mad if anyone mentions that you're younger than I am. And the next minute you want to make the most on the little sister bit.
Well, you make good use of the big sister bit. You're always getting special privileges because you're older. Hey, Cindy, slow down. You're always two or three steps in front of me.
You hurry up. You're always two or three steps behind me. Always dragging along in my shadow.
Cindy! Shelley!
Hey, it's Dad!
Would you two lovely ladies like a ride?
Sure. We have to go to church for Bible Club this afternoon. Are you going to church too?
Yes, I am. I'm meeting with Mrs. Allen and her committee to discuss plans for the Youth Talent Contest. What do you girls plan to do in the contest?
I thought I'd play a piano solo. Probably the lighthouse. I have a beautiful arrangement of it.
Good. What about you, Shelley? What are you going to do?
Oh, I guess I could play Old MacDonald Had a Farm.
That doesn't sound too appropriate. No, what are you really going to do?
Nothing. Anything I can do, Cindy or someone else can do better.
Shelley, it isn't a matter of doing better than someone else. It's a matter of doing your best. God isn't concerned about our being the best. He wants us simply to do our best.
Well, I don't have a best to do.
We got our report cards today, Dad.
How'd you do, Cindy?
Straight A's. Made the honor roll.
Oh, great. How about you, Shelley? Shelley? Shelley?
I got an A+.
An A+? Well, that's great. For what class?
Art.
These are Shelley's art papers, Dad. Some of these are really good.
Well, when we get home, I'll look at them. How did you do in math, Shelley?
I brought that D up, like you told me.
Good, good. How much?
To a C-.
Not so good. What were your other grades?
1B, 3 C's, and another C-.
Shelley, you're capable of making better grades than you do.
Just because Cindy makes the honor roll doesn't mean I can. I'm me. I'm not Cindy.
I realize that, Shelley. But I also realize that you have the ability to make better grades than you do. Perhaps even the honor roll if you just apply yourself. But for some reason, well, you refuse to try. Well, here we are at the church. I see that Mrs. Allen is just arriving, too. Good afternoon, Mrs. Allen.
Good afternoon, Pastor Marshall. Hi, girls. Cindy, I was hoping to see you. I wonder if you would like to be the pianist at the talent program. Since this is a youth project, I felt it would be good to have a young person as the accompanist.
Oh, I'd love to, Mrs. Allen.
Fine. Cindy is such a credit to your family, Pastor Marshall. She has a lovely personality and is very talented.
Enough, Mrs. Allen. We appreciate your kind words, but too many sweet words are not good for her disposition.
Well, you have two lovely daughters, and you can be proud of both of them.
Thank you, Mrs. Allen. Girls, run along now to your Bible club. I'll see you later.
Okay. Bye, Dad. Bye, Mrs. Allen.
Bye, girls.
Marshall residence. Oh, hello, dear. We just this minute walked in the door. Oh, well, that's fine. Oh, don't worry about us. Fine. All right, we'll see you later. Yeah, bye. Your mother is visiting at the hospital. She's going to be a little bit late.
Shelley, where do you want your papers?
Oh, just put them in that chair. I'll take care of them later.
I don't think you should just leave them in the living room, Shelley. But let me see them before you put them away. Say, these are good, Shelley. Very good. I knew you had artistic talent. Oh, you certainly have improved this year.
Miss Robin is a great teacher, and she said I was an exceptional student.
And so you are. Put these on the table in the den. We'll look at them again when your mother gets home from the hospital. She said it'll be 2 or 3 more hours. She's going to stay with Granny Martin until her daughter gets here from the city. So, it looks like we're the cooks tonight, girls.
Look, here's a note on the dining room table. It says, Shelley, clean up your room immediately. Mother. Uh-oh, Shelley. I guess you left your room looking like a disaster area again.
And you left yours spotless as usual.
Go clean your room, Shelley. Cindy and I will start the dinner. Well, that was a very good meal, even if I do say so myself.
We're pretty good cooks, aren't we, Dad?
That we are. Hey, but don't tell your mother. She might want us to do the cooking all the time.
Now the dishes. Can I be excused, Dad? I need to start practicing for the talent contest. Besides, I help get dinner ready.
Oh, that's true. Okay. Well, Shelley, I guess you're elected to wash dishes.
But that's not fair. I'd rather cook, too, and I would have helped. Only I had to clean up my room.
You should have cleaned your room this morning, like Cindy did.
Oh, Cindy did this. Cindy did that. I'm sick and tired of hearing about Cindy. I'm sick of being a shadow, always 2 or 3 steps behind her. Cindy made the honor roll. Cindy is doing well in her music. Cindy has such a lovely personality. Cindy is such a credit to the pastor's family. Blah, blah,
Shelley,
blah.
Shelley, now that is enough. Now sit down a minute. I want to talk to you. Shelley, I think you walk in Cindy's shadow because that's where you want to be. It's easier to tag along 2 or 3 steps behind than it is to step out of the shadow and do something on your own. You get poor grades because it's easier to just drift along. You grumbled and fussed about practicing the piano, and you did so poorly that we let you stop taking lessons. Cindy has spent hours and hours practicing while you had fun. Then when she's asked to play for the talent contest, you're hurt and you feel left out.
But Cindy gets all the honors and privileges, and I get the leftovers.
I'm afraid you want the privileges and honors, but not the responsibilities. You need to grow up, young lady. If you walk in Cindy's shadow, it's no one's fault but your own. Now accept some responsibility, and you'll find yourself enjoying some of the blessings. Now, let's get started on the dishes. I think I'll go into the den and look at that artwork, and then I'll be back to help wipe them.
I'll practice my solo for the talent contest, if it won't disturb you, Dad.
No, go right ahead. I'll enjoy hearing it.
Well, I won't. I'm tired of hearing Cindy, Cindy, Cindy. Just because I don't remember to clean my room every morning, or spend all my time studying, or practicing the piano, You'd think I was some no good lazy.
Shelly, come here.
Now what have I done? I'm coming.
Cindy, stop playing a minute and come over here too. Look at this picture that Shelly drew.
Oh, that's my lighthouse picture.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Robin showed me how to do the light.
Hey, that's pretty. Why can't Shelly enter her picture in the talent contest?
Well, she can. But I think it would be even nicer if she would do a chalk drawing of a lighthouse, like this one, while you play the lighthouse. Can you do that, Shelly?
Why, I guess so.
Hey, that's a neat idea, Dad. We can enter the contest as a team.
Mm-hmm.
I can play, and Shelly can illustrate the song, drawing as I play. Will you, Shelly?
Well, I guess so, if you want me to.
Good.
Come on, Shelly. I'll help with the dishes, too, so we'll have more time to practice.
Let me congratulate you girls, Cindy and Shelly, on your fine performance. My, but that fluorescent chalk and black light made your drawing very striking, Shelly. I had no idea you were such an artist, and Cindy's music added just the right touch.
Thank you, Mrs. Allen.
Yes, thank you, Mrs. Allen. Come on, Shelly, let's go find Mom and Dad. There's sure a lot of people here. Do you see them?
No. Yes, I do. There they are. Right over there, Cindy. Come on.
Well, just look at you girls. We're so proud of both of you.
Especially of Shelly.
Oh, it wasn't all that great. Besides, I didn't do any more than Cindy did.
I'm not just talking about your winning first place, Shelly. I'm talking about the way you stepped out of Cindy's shadow. Tonight, you ceased to be Cindy's little sister, Shelly. You became a team, working together. Paul talked about that in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, I think. There's a verse that tells us that all Christians are laborers together with God.
And that's what you can be, girls. Just keep on being a team.
Do not wait until some deed of greatness you may do. Do not wait to shed your light afar. To the many duties ever near you now be true. Right in the corner where you are. Right in the corner.
So don't worry about what you can't do. Work on what you can do and brighten the corner where you are, as we heard the choir sing. Hey, time's up for today's visit. Don't forget, if you're not using Keys for Kids, we'd love to have you get on board. Keys for Kids, 2 full months of good stories, scriptures to read, and much more. It's yours for the asking. You can email us at keysforkids@cbhministries.org, or you can write us at CBH Ministries, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. That's CBH Ministries, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Goodbye now. God bless you. Thanks so much for listening.